I think it's we should probably skip to the video game aspect of the Warhammer universe. So have you got any of the video games for Warhammer?
I've got Vermintide. I haven't really been keeping up to date with Total Warhammer, and I know Blood Bowl's never really been my thing, even though I think I've seen stuff about Blood Bowl games as well lately.
Yeah, there's been a big thing about Blood Bowl because it's Blood Bowl 2, isn't it? So basically you have to buy the DLC again. So
Yeah.
some people have railed against it because they're like, well, I
Blood Bowl
already
1 wasn't that old, though, right?
Yeah, it's not that old. I've already got all the DLC for Blood Bowl 1. Why do I need Blood Bowl 2? Just because it looks a bit more shinier. Okay then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people have been a bit resistant on that side. Vermintide seems to be the winner in this aspect. Vermintide seems to be the one that people are saying is really good. There's good user feedback. There's good usability studies. You can play Skaven in
Yeah,
Vermintide.
that's I've missed that as well because I've played a couple of games because a friend of mine he got into the game and he reminded me basically that it was coming out and I was like so when he contacted me I was like oh shit it's out already and then so I immediately jumped in and I played a couple of games since then haven't really had the time anymore but to meet up with him but it's tons of fun. It was crazy. It's a really crazy game. And I've never even played Left 4 Dead because they say it's basically Left 4 Dead.
Oh
But
yeah, it's Warhammer Fantasy Left 4 Dead.
yeah. Well, it works.
Yeah, totally. Have you got it through Steam or is that
Yeah, I've got it through Steam.
Oh cool. Well, maybe we'll set up a Steam group and arrange some kind of group play thing at some point. I haven't really gone through Vermintide yet because I've got so much going on in my life that I was just like, I need to focus on my life, not play video games. Need to focus on my life. Need to
Yeah.
make money, you know.
Choices.
But, yeah, so that really brings us to Total War Warhammer. Do you have much to say on this topic?
I don't have much to say. I've only been hearing rumors of, and obviously we won't really have a lot of say to say about it because they're not featuring Skaven.
No, I wouldn't say that because they've confirmed that Skaven are in it and that they are an enemy of the
Oh.
Empire.
Oh, they've got
So,
Skaven as an enemy race.
yeah, oh, there's a lot of political shenanigans. If you go on the official Total War site and you look, the number of people complaining about the way they are launching this is
Yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Well, it has something to do with the chaos thing, right?
Yes. Right. Basically, this is my take on it, and you can feel free to disagree with me, anyone and everyone out there. The first trailer for this game is an Empire priest being corrupted by T'Zinj. Right.
Yeah.
It then goes on to
Which
say that Chaos isn't a part of this game. Right. But then, last month, they announced if you pre-order, you can play Chaos. Right. But
Yeah.
only if you pre-order. If you don't pre-order, you have to buy Chaos.
Yeah, I read about it as well because I was researching a bit before the podcast and I've read the I at the website itself and the way it really proudly like announces like pre-order now and get the
Yeah.
Chaos Erase back for free.
It's pre-order now and get Chaos, but don't mention that the last three games we launched didn't actually work on launch. You are actually buying a beta product and you are volunteering to be a beta tester because
Yeah.
the game will not fucking work. And the only thing you have to do to logically conclude this same point is to look at the launch page and look at the system requirements for this game. They do not exist. There is no specification. And I have asked them 4 times now why, and they won't fucking answer. Because the game does not fucking work. It is not finished.
No, it's not.
Do
They've.
not pre-order. All right, if you're listening and you're thinking about it, do not pre-order. And you.
Pre-ordering is almost never a smart idea with most games that
See.
I've found, at least, because you're not, most of the time you're not even getting it sooner. That like most of the time, like my girlfriend pre-ordered stuff in the past, and then it took a while for it to get here, while friends and stuff were already playing the game because they just bought it in the store.
Well, I have a really high spec system, so I don't actually doubt that I'll be able to run it. But realistically, I know it's not going to run well on launch. I mean, you've only got to look at the complaints of the previous games. They just didn't work on launch, and I understand why, because I've been to my friends and gone, "Yeah, buy this game," and then I've been there like, "Why don't it work? What's going on?"
Yeah.
And I can only presume it's some kind of graphics issue, but I don't really know at the end of the day. I've never had a pre-launch issue. I'll say that. I've pre-ordered a lot of Total War games. I have never had a launch issue. But you have to understand that the nature of the industry I work in requires me to have an extremely high-end PC. And that I work in image manipulation, so I have a really powerful PC, so I can handle pretty much any graphic that is required. Not a problem. We aren't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But that's not your average Joe, and that's not what they cater to. And like I said, I've asked them 4 times why there's no, system specification, because they go, "Hey, pre-order," and every time they post it, I go, "Well, what's the system requirements?" And they don't respond because it's not going to fucking work on launch.
Those are scary things to hear when the release is only a couple of months away.
Well, I've been asking for the last 6 fucking months. That's how long they've been pushing this fucking pre-order bullshit. And they just won't answer the question. They won't say what the system specifications are because the game doesn't fucking work. And that is the only logical conclusion you can come to. After 6 months, maybe a couple of months, it might go, "Yeah, maybe we should answer this question." No, it's not going to work. Rome 2 didn't work on launch. It worked on my PC, but again, consider my PC, if you look at the Rome 2 specifications, mine's like 4 times better than what it says it needs, right? So, when I say it worked on my computer on launch, it's no fucking sleight of the imagination, really. If it's 4 times over what it says it should be, then yeah.
This is probably the main reason that we're discussing this, right? Because so it's a stealthy way for you to brag about your PC, or
Oh, well, no,
what?
dude, because I wouldn't have it if I didn't need it, really. It's
Yeah.
because the way I do things, I'll edit 300 images at a time, so it requires me to queue them up and get them done. And it's just like, oh, if I had to wait much longer, it's like already if I queue up, like if I do a wedding and I queue up an entire wedding's worth of photos, I know for a fact that I can fuck off for 3 hours. I mean, I clean the kitchen, clean the front room, hoover up, go shopping, come back, still probably not be done.
It's not really coming across as the most accessible game that they're going for.
But that's what they're trying to market it as. They're trying to say it'll work on a mid-tier system. But if you ask them for the specifics, which the page will not confirm, they'll not reply to you. They'll ignore your message.
Yeah, that's so dangerous with for because they have to be careful because they made like big claims with the trailers and the because I remember seeing a trailer where they said it was in-engine
Yeah, but
footage.
the thing is, they did that with Rome 2, and afterwards they admitted that they faked the footage.
Yeah, it's
So.
you can get a really big backlash from that if you're not careful.
Well, I think that they're already potentially facing it. I think their problem is that they think that their clientele is new customers or young customers that don't take this thing into consideration. I don't think they consider the number of old school war gamers that don't like the end time, that are looking forward to this release,
Yeah,
then
because
to be told you're going to be fucked around and go, whoa, what the fuck do you think you're doing? If you want me to spend £50 on a game.
and it's terrible for those people because I've seen people as well because of like the old worlds can being completely gone. The Total War Warhammer is probably going to be the only thing in quite a while that's gonna feature the old world as we knew it. In any sort of way, and it appears that Total War is really committed to it, right?
Well, they say they are, and they say they've been working on it for the last 2 years. But now we've got a refusal to answer questions, pre-order 6 months before the game's even released. They don't want you to have modder access to the game, which is basically probably a Games Workshop stunt where they're saying, oh, well, surely if any modder could do it, we can sell it as DLC. But people are reeling from the DLC. People are already complaining about Chaos being DLC.
Yeah.
How many? You see, the thing that concerns me about all this is, if you release everything as DLC and this is meant as a three-part trilogy, do you have to buy it all again for part two?
Yeah.
Or are they going to be sneakier and go, aha, here is generic Skaven for part one. For part two, here is Clan Pestilence Skaven. You're not buying the same DLC.
Yeah, it's
Because
a very
you can do
big
it with
possibility.
any evil faction, can't you? Because for Skaven, for Beastmen, for Warriors, for Demons, there's four factions there where you can say this isn't the same DLC.
Now I've had this discussion as well with someone from work last week or last because he's a big Total War fan. Like he's played all the Total War games. And he was like, because he was really excited because Total War has been looking for a franchise like Warhammer to make games about because they are literally running out of history settings in which to set their games. So they need something that they can keep re-releasing with probably updated graphics and stuff, but just keep re-releasing so they can keep making money so they don't have to constantly really change the game or find an obscure kind of setting that
But
they have to make work again.
the thing is, they've already fully publicly disclaimed what they intend to do. A lot of the shit that they want to do, everyone would put up with if they'd have kept the fucking mouth shut.
Yeah.
If they'd have not released Chaos as DLC.
They're getting off on the wrong foot right away.
Yeah, if they'd have not released Chaos as DLC, if they'd have done it a month after release, no one would have said anything, despite the fact that the first fucking trailer features Chaos and Empire.
But yeah, but to be fair, that was an awesome trailer.
Yeah, but it doesn't, it emphasizes the fact that
Yeah.
Chaos must be a part of this game.
The Greater Demon of Change, that was probably one of the most badass ways I've ever seen people like portray a deep Greater Demon of Change. It was the it was a it was a really cool it that was a really cool video that they did with where seeing the priest transform and then seeing the changer ways enter the room.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
So
That
I
that's
know.
half of the problem, though, isn't it? Because that happened, because we got that, you're suddenly left going, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
They had a trailer for Chaos at the start of this entire thing.
That's what people were getting hyped. So even people who didn't know anything about Warhammer might even be like bummed about this because they saw that first trailer and
Yeah, and then it was, there's no
they get
chaos.
hyped about, oh, I want to play with the, I want to use the big demon, and then you're the first thing you hear like, oh, you want the big demon that you really liked in the beginning, oh, he's in a DLC now, you can only get it if you pre-order.
Yeah.
They don't even have a price listed for the race pack.
Exactly. This is the thing, isn't it? Because I think this is another thing they're reeling from. I think they are reluctant to put a price on it because I think they are fucking terrified of the backlash. Because they've already, well, apparently they've already intentionally delayed the videos because they don't know how to handle the backlash. There's no coming back. Everyone's pissed off. I mean, even I went on and went, how many DLC packs do you expect me to buy? You know, as like.
The Chaos Warrior race pack is a DLC that's, and apparently it's supposed to be worth pre-ordering. So how much is it going to be? How much money are you actually saving with this thing?
Well, they don't want to say it because they want to release. They want Bretonnia, they want Wood Elves, they want Skaven to all be DLC. These are all factions that are due to be released between this episode and the next episode. But I think they're in a mire now, and they don't know what to do because I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know how it's going to work. We don't know. I mean. The worst possible thing now for them is that they do all the promotional things that they were on about, it gets released, and then these people that they release it to absolutely fucking slate them. Because the biggest thing I've said is that 2 hours, which is the Steam policy, is not long enough to assess a Total War game. Because you have to go through the stupid tutorial bollocks to know how long the game takes to figure out. That could be like 90 minutes, which accurately gives you 30 minutes of the actual game.
The Total War games, they in order to, because they need good reviews for the game if they expect it to sell. But if what you say is true and they're having trouble, and this is just an indication that they're having trouble making the game or making the game work, then I don't know, the official release date is in April, and they have like they should be sending the preview copies to people like within a couple of months now, within
Well, apparently the reason that Chaos got done right, and this is the fucking nail in the coffin, is that the game's done. You know? So these guys had spare time. They were already contractually obliged to work, so they did Chaos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that
So
necessary?
if the game doesn't actually fucking work,
Yeah, how it's gonna be finished?
there's going to be so much of a fucking backlash to this whole thing. You know, it's like you basically said that these guys worked on Chaos because there were not else for them to fucking work on. Which ain't true because the game don't fucking work. Because if the game worked, they'd tell you what the system requirements were for the game. I am so fucking sold on this system requirements thing. I think that's the linchpin. And they don't want to fucking say what it is. They are not going to confirm what the system requirements are until like July, I think, till people have got the game
You know,
and complained.
this reminds me, did you get like a, it was the do you are you familiar with like the Assassin's Creed games?
Yeah.
Like they had the same, basically they kind of had the same problem with Assassin's Creed Unity, where they kept releasing trailers which made the game look amazing because they were all pre-rendered, and then when the real game came out, it had like amazing, like incredible glitches and bugs in the opening like mission. Again, there were loads of problems, and people were like, wait a minute, is this the game that we've been seeing trailers from? And the game, yeah, it also had startup problems on several. It was clearly not finished. And then, like, they got a really big backlash from it because they were expecting that to be one of the like best Assassin's Creed games so far, but it they got a lot of bad reviews.
That wasn't Creative Assembly, was it?
No, it was EA.
Oh, well.
Oh, no, wait. No, it was Ubisoft. So.
I was going to say EA is like the undisputed king of bullshit, so
Yeah.
it's not a surprise there.
That's why probably why I reflectively said the
EA, auto EA.
EA. Yeah, it was Ubisoft this time with Assassin's Creed, and now so you think game designers would learn from this, like that it can actually hurt your profits if you release the game too soon.
Yeah, but they're not gonna learn until it actually stops people buying stuff.
If people pre-order this shit because they're afraid they're not gonna get chaos, then they're just playing
Yep.
into that line of thinking again, and they're gonna keep basically doing it because they can get away with it.
Well, that is the entire fucking thing, isn't it? It's.
So you've heard it here first, people. Don't pre-order the Total War game until Dan gets a reply to his email.
Well, like I say, four times I've asked. I've asked via email, I've asked via two different Twitter accounts, and no response at all. They will not acknowledge the system requirements for this game because they do not know the system requirements for this game, which means that they either did the game testing on the best possible PC game ever, and they're not sure, or they full well know that they fucking cheated, and it's all pre-rendered shit, and no one knows. No one actually knows what you fucking need. I mean, a user actually tried to answer my question and said, basically, you can probably count it as the same level as the last Total War game. Which is probably a fair estimation, and why Total War itself could not respond and say, well, you should probably treat this as Total War Attila. I don't know why they couldn't say that. Because why can't you respond to that question? It is a fundamental, simple question. If you tell someone I'm running Windows, what system spec do I need?
Yeah.
It's not a fucking hard question. But they won't answer it because it's not gonna fucking work on launch.
It's really strange because with most games, the specs would be the first thing
Yeah, this is
that they
it,
would
isn't it?
address. Or at least there'd be like a frequently asked questions thing on the website where you can read, oh, the specs aren't really announced yet, but we're planning on this kind of a range.
Yeah, it'll
Delicious.
follow on in the Total War range, so you can probably expect the same of Attila, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, there should be like at least some indication. The fact that it's completely missing is like really suspect.
Well, it just smells
Yeah.
fucking bad. It's just basically, we don't give a shit. We've given you Chaos, you will pre-order, and I would say some really strong things now if I weren't trying to be PG and aiming to put this on fucking every possible part of the internet. But I am, so there you
Every
go.
fucking possible part of the internet. If we weren't trying to be PG, of course.
Hell yeah! Well, everyone swears on the internet, it's reality.
Maybe move on to the next subject because
Yeah, we could carry on ranting about this for quite a while.
we'll
So,
probably come back to it in another episode once you get a reply or once
yeah, I won't get a reply. But yeah, when it's released and they
Yeah.
confirm that nothing works.
We can get on with it then.